I graduated in 1937 from University of Oregon in journalism, right in the middle of the Depression. There just was no money for anything. My mother made my graduation, high school graduation clothes. She made my university graduation clothes. We had one family car that was old but still was kept running by our old good friend Sam Bond, who's lived in our side of town, was on the city council and a good friend of my father's. And every time I read about Sam Bond now, it's a nightclub, I guess.
Yeah, a very popular one in the Blair Boulevard district.
I haven't been over there to see what his old garage is like, but I remember it as a garage.
Also interesting to think that when you were born, women weren't allowed to vote in the state.
No, but then when I finally graduated, I became the women's editor for a morning newspaper called the Eugene Daily News. I was the only woman on the staff. It was a staff of about 5 reporters.
So at some point you moved from the Eugene Guard to the Register Guard, or what was transition there?
I got married. My husband was a reserve officer and was called up when war clouds were gathering over Europe. Reserve officers were given the word that they owed the government a year of their time. So I resigned my job, and away we went to Fort Lewis, and the newspaper folded. So when I came back to Eugene, I had 2 babies. And Ray was going overseas. His 1 year was extended into 5. So that took a big slice out of our young married life.
I'd like to shift a little bit to your second stint as a reporter at the Register Guard. And you, along the way, you've told me interesting stories about some of the prominent people in Eugene. What about Bill Tugman? He was the editor of the Register Guard.
The newspaper. And so he was Mr. Tugman. And he was Bill to everybody in town, I think, except to me. When in 1948, we bought a house on Harris Street, where I still live, right next door to the Tugmans. And everybody called him Bill. I never could to the day he died. I used to know who all the movers and shakers were. The newspaper business in Eugene has certainly changed, and whether it's going to survive or not, I don't know. And I grieve over that because I do believe in daily coverage of news. Just so there's some kind of a link, I want them to remember who they are and where they came from.